The Insurance Coffee House is hosted by Insurance Search. Insurance Search provides executive recruitment services to insurance companies, brokers, and insurtechs in the UK and across the United States, attracting and retaining the most successful leaders to your insurance business. To find out more, visit insurance-search.com. The Insurance Coffee House, the place where you get to meet and be inspired by the most successful insurance business leaders from across the world. Hosted by Nick Hoadley, CEO of Insurance Search.
Welcome to the Insurance Coffee House. Today, I'm very happy to be joined by Jason Marsh. Jason is the Global Talent Acquisition Lead at Prima. Now, Prima are an Italian insurtech business, and Jason's based in the UK, joins me on the line from Sussex this morning. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Really looking forward to hearing from you today. I know we've been in discussions for a little while now. You're also based in Sussex. I think this is the first time we've had the host and the guest of the show both in the same county in the UK, so very much a local podcast today. As we are in the Insurance Coffee House today, you work for an Italian insurtech. What is your go-to coffee of choice this morning?
I've always been a big coffee fan, but yeah, since joining Prima, it's become increasingly more important to drink good coffee. But I do actually have a Tunbridge Wells coffee brand that I'm drinking this morning. I luckily have a coffee machine at home, so I've made my own latte, which is, yeah, very Italian in terms of making your own coffee at home. So that's what I'm drinking this morning.
Very nice. Very nice. I am really looking forward to hearing about the plans there. I know really big insurtech in Italy. You've got some big plans for the business. Before we talk about that, though, would you mind giving our listeners a sense of your background, your experience? What's brought you into the position there at Prima?
I actually come from more of a recruitment agency background. I think I started back in 2008, 2009, so a few years now in the recruitment industry. Started out in IT recruitment, we called it back then, and still, I guess, called that in certain areas today. It's over time evolved into, yeah, technical and engineering recruitment, digital recruitment, I guess. But that was in London. I did a bit of work over in Sydney in Australia as well, before returning back to London, really sort of becoming a specialist technical and digital recruiter. I think post-COVID, with the demand that we saw increasingly in a very unprecedented way, we started to do a lot of on-site projects for clients. So that was something I did for about a year, I think, 18 months. And then the opportunity to join Prima, go fully in-house, came about, and that's where I am today. So I joined them as a senior tech recruiter. That's now become sort of a global TA lead, working as part of a team of 11 here at Prima at the moment.
It sounds like quite a smooth journey, moving to on-site and then fully in-house. How do you find being in-house compared to the time you had there in agency? What do you find sort of the main differences are, and what are the positives of working in-house?
It is quite different mindset, I guess, but it has also been quite a smooth journey. I've been lucky that I did the agency thing for a number of years. I did sort of the on-site projects, which really geared me up and prepared me for going fully in-house. They're two different types of pressure. I think agency is certainly a sales-focused role, and you're working with multiple clients, sometimes in multiple industries. It's very fast-paced, especially if you're doing more contract recruitment, which I was doing a bit of as well. But when you go in-house, you realise that the importance really are the stakeholders, the business that you're working for, hiring the right people, not just trying to make a quick hire. And the pressure comes from your colleagues, I guess, and the hiring managers, the leaders of the business that you're working with in order to build those teams. So there's a lot of similarities. I think agency prepares you very well for going in-house. But there is a slight switch of mindset to, right, okay, quality hiring, making sure the processes in place are efficient, and working with a multitude of hiring managers across different skills as well. You can really specialise on agency side, but when you go in-house, you might be working product and then engineering and then finance and customer service. So you have to be quite agile in that respect as well. So there are some differences, but it's been quite a smooth journey, thankfully.
I'm sure a business like Prima really values someone who's had that experience and been able to have those relationships with those internal stakeholders and also build those relationships with those candidates as they go on to have those long careers at the business. In terms of your current position and your responsibilities there, how does that look at the moment?
I lead a small team of two people, one in Spain and one in Italy. We focus on a few domains within the wider business. So there's a real focus on the product. We support a lot on engineering as well. And then we've got finance, legal, pricing global, I guess, as well. So there's a lot of variety there. But what we try and do is make sure that those that are doing the hands-on hiring are specializing within one or two domains, building talent communities, really understanding the requirements of those roles. We then have two other teams that do a similar thing, much more focused on engineering and pricing in Italy. Obviously, marketing, it's making sure that we're just offering a really good service and expertise when it comes to the wider market, to our stakeholders. So we've got a team of 11. I think we've got 8 in Italy, yeah, 2 in Spain, and then I'm the only one here in the UK. So it's become sort of a global TA team, whereas previously we were working quite sort of country specific. It's been a better way now that engineering and product and other domains are working globally as well.
And you mentioned that the majority of the team is in Italy. It's an Italian-based insurtech, very, very well-known auto insurtech in Italy. For folks listening now, perhaps they're in Europe, the US, do you give our listeners a little bit more of an insight into the business, what it does, maybe your footprint at the moment?
I think if you're not Italian or living in Italy, you probably wouldn't have heard of Prima. But essentially, we were founded in 2013 in Milan, where we're still headquartered. But it all launched in 2015. And we are essentially, as you sort of mentioned earlier, insurtech company offering primarily digital motor insurance products. In Italy, we now have, I think, home and family insurance products as well. So we are diversifying that product range. In 2018, we then received a large investment from Goldman Sachs and Blackstone. They actually remain investors to this day, but that allowed us really to continue to grow and expand. Spain, the UK were then targeted territories, and we launched in both those countries in October 2022. So only sort of just over a year into that journey. But in terms of Italy, we now have over 2.5 million customers. I think the plan for Italy is to consolidate that market leadership whilst also establishing ourselves as a brand in the UK and Spanish markets. So I guess that's us in sort of a nutshell.
That's a huge success story in Italy, right? In 2015 to now 2.5 million customers, big share of the market over there. What's the USP? What have you been doing better than the competition out there?
In Italy, either the first of our kind or one of the first of our kind to really use cutting edge technology to provide great experience and great price, essentially, to our customers. So I know that buying insurance digitally is still a growing thing, especially on the continent. I think in the UK, it's a little bit more of an established thing. I think most people will happily go to comparison websites and look at products across a range of different insurance policies. But I think in Italy, it's still growing, especially back in 2015. But we were sort of one of the first to hit that market. But we really wanted to concentrate on providing products that were just great for our customers, were easy to use, that were quite simple. I think with insurance policies, as you well know, it can be quite complicated. So when you're offering sort of a B2C product, it's about really simplifying that product and offering a great customer experience. And then when you couple that with using technology to provide really competitive prices, competitive premiums against other insurance businesses in that sector, all of a sudden you've got a great offering, which is why we're quite successful very quickly. And I guess it's about continuing to evolve that. There's more people coming into the market now that are insurtechs, but there's also bigger insurance companies that are using technology in a similar way. So it's only going to become more competitive. So we're always evolving, always looking to adapt and making sure that we continue to offer that great experience and great price.
Been a great success in Italy and clearly one of the first digital insurance innovators of its kind over there. UK market is a bit more mature, as we discussed. What are the plans for the UK and some of those other international countries that you mentioned there? What are some of the longer term growth plans?
Yeah, so I think for the UK, we're going to first and foremost continue to establish our brand here. but in a very sort of sustainable, controlled way. I think, especially with the recent economic conditions, it's about making sure that you can get to profitability very quickly. So I think making UK and Spain profitable businesses in their own right, like Italy has done, is sort of the most important thing, the thing that we'll aim to do over the next couple of years. I think with the UK, we'll also be looking to perhaps diversify the product range. We'll always be known for motor insurance, but other things or other opportunities that we can go into for our customers in the UK. But it will be really looking to increase our market share when it comes to motor insurance over the next 3-4 years. Building really good customer service teams. I think at some point as well, we'll be building an in-house claims team as well. So owning that complete journey for customers. And then potentially looking at other countries across Europe. I know that you've got Netherlands and Germany as well, but replicating that very successful model in Italy, but the UK and Spain, and then looking to expand that from there. So I think that's the sort of 5-year plan as it stands for Prima.
Thank you, Jason. Just in terms of customers, how can the customers buy your product? Is it direct through your website? Is it through those aggregators, those comparison sites? Do you embed the insurance at all with third-party partners? What's the distribution model there?
I think at the moment for the UK, it's very much comparison websites as it is with Spain. So that's where you see us, confused.com, Go Compare, Compare the Market. We're looking to grow our presence there, obviously building our Trustpilot and Google reviews, making sure we're a reputable brand when it comes to offering our products. At some point, it will be an option to go through the website and to call us directly, which we're already doing. We've just gone through renewal season as well. So our first customers of October 2022 have started to renew from October recently. And we've also gone from offering annual premiums to now monthly pay premiums as well, which has really increased our growth of customers. But yeah, for the moment, we'll be seeing on the comparison websites. That's where we'll see the Prima brands. But I guess, yeah, over the next 2 to 3 years, we'll start to increase other channels where we can be seen and other ways we can offer our products.
In terms of attracting talent to the business, clearly, you know, you've got a great brand there in Italy, an emerging brand in the UK and in some of these other countries, and a very competitive insurance market. When it comes to hiring talent, I know one thing that we've discussed ahead of this call is your EVP, the power of your employer value proposition. Would you mind explaining a little bit more about why that's important to you as a business and share a little bit more about your EVP there at Prima?
Firstly, EVP is massively important for any business to really define what it is or who they are as an employer and the benefits on offer. And we really wanted to do that here at Prima. It's something that was quite well-founded in Italy, but we wanted to sort of rejuvenate that and offer sort of a global EVP just to add consistency to all of our employees and then candidates that we were talking to in multiple countries. So we launched that in, I think it was September, actually, 2023. And it really helped us sort of define the essence of Prima, what the company stands for, and the benefits of a career at Prima as well. So there's a number of policies that we launched, others that we sort of refreshed. One of which, yeah, we have a flexible working policy. It's a very sort of hybrid / remote working environment here anyway. We just wanted to define that in a bit more detail, but also make sure that people were aware that there was more flexibility to that, the place where you work, the location, the times, the hours that you work. It's really important for people to know that they have flexibility around that. I guess coupled with that, we also have a working from abroad policy. So you get 30 days, I think, per year in which you can work from other countries. I think we have 33 nationalities represented at Prima. So that's quite a popular policy. People have friends and family in other countries. They can sort of complement the holiday, the annual leave, and just work remotely from other countries when they need to, as well as being based in whatever country they are originally. And then because we are a global company, we've got global teams, and we have team building exercises. We want to make sure that people are aware that they can travel, whether it's to Milan, our headquarters, or London or Madrid. We have an office in Rome as well, making sure they get that face time with their colleagues in those countries, whilst balancing that with the benefits of working remotely as well. And then on top of that, you've got I guess, more standard benefits, you know, private medical insurance, travel cover, life cover, group income protection. I know in Italy and Spain, there are some local benefits as well. I think the cultural norm there is things like restaurant tickets, which in London you may not have heard of. They get vouchers for their lunch there as well. And then also career progression and training. So we wanted to make sure that that was communicated to the wider business. It's also something we can talk about with candidates when we're hiring, and it just gives people a real sense of what Prima is all about.
I think that's fantastic. And I think those initiatives of the flexible working, the working from home, the working remotely, and then the working from abroad, that is such a great way of making a role in insurance and digital insurance more accessible to people. People have got different circumstances. Just really opens up the candidate pool available to you. People who prefer to work from home, have to work from home for various reasons. Also people who've got family living abroad, you know, friends abroad, maybe they live somewhere differently and they can actually go and work in those places and not just take it as holiday, but actually go and work out there. And I think that's fantastic. What have those outcomes been in terms of talent acquisition? You mentioned that you've got now a team over 30 nationalities in the team there. Is that what you've found, that you're more accessible, you're more inclusive in your hiring, and you've got a wider talent pool to choose from?
Especially post-COVID, flexibility has become increasingly important, not just working from home, but being able to work remotely and work the hours that suit you. I think Prima has a real focus on work-life balance as well. It has that sort of respectful culture. No one's expected to work late into the night or weekends unless they want to, unless that's a rhythm that suits them. So there really is a lot of flexibility there. And what that means is when you go out to candidates in Italy, Spain, UK, even other parts of Europe who are open to maybe relocating, you're able to talk to them about a real flexible working culture. And I think that's a really attractive thing. Obviously, you've got to get the salary right, the challenge of the role that they're going into. But I think that's been quite a positive conversation to have with candidates, is how much flexibility there is here. And I think that couples with our initiative of you're in the driving seat. So in terms of, and sorry to use that wording as a motor insurance company, but it feels quite adept. And what that means is that you have sort of control over your own career progression, the direction that you want to take. You have to support the company and the support of your managers. But it's really up to you to dictate your own career growth and utilize the training opportunities we have here. And again, that coincides with the flexibility and what we offer. So I think a lot of tech companies, a lot of new startups are offering this, but we really want to offer it in a truly genuine and established way.
I think the proof's in the pudding of people that you've managed to attract to the business and the careers that they're going on to have. And I think a lot of tech companies may offer similar initiatives, but certainly across the wider insurance landscape, those opportunities are rarely available. And Jason brings us nicely onto the espresso round now. You got your latte there from Tunbridge Wells, but are you ready for an Italian espresso now?
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that.
The espresso round.
Jason, what would be your one recommendation for a senior leader or an executive coming in to interview there at Prima?
Always coming prepared is vital. I think that's probably a pretty standard thing for most candidates. But I guess also understanding the changing landscape of a tech company. Things are very fast paced here. I think you can join Prima in, for example, January 2024. Things may look very different by the end of that year. We're constantly going through change. We're obviously a tech driven company. So being sort of tech driven and data driven in your mindset is really key. I think our leaders here try and really voice the importance of using data to make key decisions. So coming to Prima and interviewing for senior level roles means that you're going to be asked about decisions you've made based on data, how you made those decisions, technologies you've used as well, and the engineering or technical teams that you've worked closely with. Even if it's more of a non-technical role, you're certainly going to be interfacing with those types of teams quite a lot. So I guess that's one recommendation to give to those candidates, is tech and data are vitally important. We're sometimes obsessed with data when it comes to that side of things. So it's good to come prepared around that.
Joining a database, need to know your metrics, your stats, and the data behind those decisions. You're a highly experienced recruiter. Looking across the landscape now to your peers who are maybe in other insurtechs or in insurance businesses, what piece of advice would you have for them when it comes to hiring high quality talent?
What we've sort of implemented in the last few months is a real competency and values-led interview process, which has allowed us to take a lot of the ambiguity out of interviewing. So if people are not already looking to do this, it's certainly something that's helped us quite a lot. And that's just really focused on the skills and the competencies of individuals, making sure that they align with the values of Prima as well, to make sure you get the right fit of candidates, trying to take sort of the biases out and some of the opinions of interviewing, making sure that interview panels know the content they're covering at each stage, so you're not repeating yourself or you're not misaligning what you should be interviewing that candidate about. So that's really helped us identify and hire really top talent across a multitude of domains, for sure.
And when it comes to working with external partners, clearly you do a lot of recruiting, a lot of the headhunting internally there. But when it comes to working with external recruitment partners, what's the most important factor to you then?
Trust is always a given. So I think we want to work with partners who know their markets, who can provide great candidates, but perhaps go further and provide real market insight as well. I think sometimes we don't have the eyes and ears on the wider market. We're diving in and out of different types of roles. So partners that can bring true expertise and guidance, I guess, as well, around what the market's telling them. I think 2023 was a strange year. I think things are certainly looking to improve in 2024. So therefore, more things are going to change. And partners that are seeing that first and foremost that are providing, I don't know, salary benchmarking or other things that can really help us as a business go that sort of step further, I think that's always something that's going to help us as a partner.
Further value add in the human capital consultancy. Final question of the espresso round, Jason. Technology, is there a piece of tech that you're using at the moment that you're finding really helping you in your talent attraction or in your hiring process as a whole?
We actually did a review of all our tools only a couple of months ago, and we're looking at the moment, firstly, a new ATS. So we're looking at ATSs that can provide much more accurate reporting, which is becoming increasingly important. Data that can help us sort of forecast and predict whether it's time to fill or cost of hiring, quality of hiring. So that's certainly one aspect we're currently reviewing and looking into the market at the moment. I guess also because of the higher volume of hiring we're doing across customer service and claims, we're looking at video interviewing platforms that can really just make that a lot more efficient. So instead of perhaps CVs being sent to us, we're looking at very short, snappy sort of videos that are sent from candidates. We can review them, assess them a lot more quickly, and actually gives us more of a personality feel for the candidate and not just purely something that's on paper. So I guess those two things we're reviewing at the moment. There's lots of sourcing platforms. I think we use Cord at the moment, but there's other things that we're looking at. Cord's been very good on the engineering side of things. But yeah, I think increasingly as we hire data science, there could be more of a data angle we look at for sourcing platforms in the future as well.
Jason, time has flown past today. It's been great to have you on the show. Great to have you in the coffee house this morning. Before we go there, do you have one piece of closing advice for our listeners? And if anyone's thinking about a career at Prima or interested in opportunities that you might have, what's the best way to reach out to you for that?
We obviously have the websites. We are obviously on LinkedIn as well. I think all our roles are advertised on LinkedIn, but you can go to helloprima.com. We have the careers page on there. It's always good to look at our values, really look into what we stand for as a business. You can obviously reach out to me. We have a team of 11 here, so if you're based in Italy or Spain, we have our talent partners there. Certainly keep an eye on LinkedIn and our website. I think at the moment we've got 40 or 50 vacancies. So hopefully there's something that could be interesting to a lot of our listeners. But we are growing. I think UK and Spain will grow very quickly. Italy will continue to grow at the rate that it has. So certainly keep an eye out on anything interesting here at Prima.
Thank you, Jason. It sounds like a great opportunity for anybody, particularly who wants to be an innovative insurance business, but also then to really have that flexible, agile, remote working opportunities as well, so they can really progress their careers, but also, you know, have that flexibility and take control of their role. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Really great to hear from you.
Thanks so much, Nick. It's been a real pleasure on my side as well. Great to catch up.
Thank you for listening to the Insurance Coffee House with Nick Hoadley. Join us next time for another episode packed with insights and advice for senior leaders, C-suite executives, and ambitious insurance professionals. Stream all episodes at insurance-search.com.